好，请弟兄姊妹将圣经翻到马太福音18:15-22。
Please open your Bible to Book of Matthew, chapter 18, verse 15-22.
为了节省时间，我想我们用起音的方法来念这几节经文。
To save time, we just read this together.
我想青少年可以念英文。
And we also read together in Chinese and English together.
弟兄念单数节，姊妹请念双数节。
And the brothers will read the even, the odd verse, and the sister will read it in the even verse.
马太福音18:15，倘若你的弟兄得罪你，你就去撑着，只有他和你在一处的时候指出他的错来，他若听你，你便得了你的弟兄。若是不听他们，就告诉教会；若是不听教会，就看他像外邦人和罪人一样。我又告诉你们，若是你们中间有两三个人在地上同心合一的求什么事，我在天上的父必为他们成全。那时彼得近前来对耶稣说，主啊，我弟兄得罪我，我当饶恕他几次呢？到七次可以吗？好，圣经念到这里，我们低头祷告。
拿了这个，
天父上帝，我们谢谢你，谢谢你赐下宝贵话语。
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your precious word.
求圣灵在我们心中将你的话语向我们开启。
Oh Lord, may the Holy Spirit open your word to our hearts.
也赐给我们能力，能够遵循你的话语。
So give us the strength so we can follow your word.
做一个讨你喜悦的人。
So we can be a person that we.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。阿门。好，我们今天念的经文第21:22是我们非常熟悉的经文。
I believe everybody know very familiar with today's words, particularly 21:22.
我们这也是我们经常会应用的经文。
And we often will use it.
饶恕人七十个七次这句话经常会从我们口中出来。
And we should forgive others 77 times. We like to say this.
甚至 不单单从基督徒口中出来，甚至从朋来到教会的那些朋友对圣经很熟的人口中也会出来。
This is not only from the Christian. Sometimes for the friend who come to church.Very often know this word. They like to use this word too.
他经常会对基督徒说：“你们圣经不说要饶恕人七十个七次吗？你怎么不饶恕我？”
And sometimes they will say, you know, the Bible will say, you should forgive me 77 times. Why don't you forgive me?
饶恕人七十个七次绝对没有错，那是圣经的话。
There's nothing wrong with forgive others 77 times.Because they is from the Bible.
然后许多时候我们都做不到。
But we cannot do it.
或者也许我们做到了一次两次，饶恕人。
Maybe sometimes we may forgive others once or twice.
不过饶恕完了以后，自己心里老觉得不舒服。
But you know, afterward we still don't feel comfortable.
觉得不公平。
And we feel it's not fair.
内心中没有真正的平安。
In our heart, there's no true peace.
为什么我们依照圣经的真理行却没有平安呢？
Why, you know, we do something according to the Bible, yet we don't have a peaceful heart.
遵行真理的人不应该失去真理中的平安和喜乐。
If we truly follow the truth in the Bible, then we should not have the peace and the joy that is from the truth.
所以说，产生没有平安的结果，不是圣经的话错了。
Well, the result is not because Bible is wrong.
而是我们没有全面的从整本圣经或者从圣经上下文来理解领受这个真理。
Because we did not understand these words, these truths completely from the context of the Bible.
我们将圣经二十一、二十二节两句经文从它上下文中孤立出来了。
Often we took these two words.Verse 21, 22, out of context from the Bible.
我们断章取义的来领受这两节经文的意思。
And we understand its meaning in isolation.
这两节经文是有上文和下文的。
But remember, there is verse preceding it and there is verse after.
它的上文就是今天我们念的十八章十五到二十节。
The verse preceding it is the chapter 18, verse.15 to verse 20.
第二层上文的意思，也就是说，在这十八章十五到二十节，再一个上文的意思，就是十八章的七到十四节。
And there is another layer of preceding verses, which is the chapter 18, verse 7 to verse 40.
七到十四节，我们上次讲到讲过了。
In those verses, I have preached it last time.
不要绊倒人，绊倒人的人有祸了。
Don't let other people stumble for your sake.
二十一节和二十二节两节经文的下文是十八章的二十三节到三十五节。
And then there's verse after these two verses, and this time is chapter 18, verse 23 to verse 35.
所以说有关饶恕人七次和七次的原则，我们要在这上文和下文中去解读。
The principles of forgiving others 77 times, if we apply this principle, we have to understand through the understanding of the whole Bible, particularly the preceding verses and the verses following.
这样才不会发生断章取义的意思。
And then this way we will notunderstand it in isolation.
我会分两次讲到分享遵行饶恕七十个七次原则的上文和下文。
In this part, for the principles how we forgive others 77 times, I will preach twice.
正好青少年也在我们中间。
And today the youth is with us.
我下次讲到十一月的第一个礼拜，我想我跟张老潘建议那个礼拜也用联合聚会的形式。
And so the next time I will preach on January 7th, and I will suggest that we will continue a combined service on that day.
我想让青少年完整的听有关饶恕人七十个七次这个真理。
So the youth will also understand this.Truth in completion.
所以说，经文的上文是一个饶恕人七十个七次的一个前提。
Today, the words preceding these words is a precondition for this truth.
经文的下文是另一个前提。
And the verses following these two words is another precondition for this truth.
当我们合乎这两个前提的情况下，
in a situation when the two preconditions are met,
也就是说具备这两个前提的原则下
，when both conditions are met,
我们必须饶恕人七十个七次
，we must forgive others 77 times,
而不是七次
，not just 7 times.
当然七十七次不是表示我们饶恕人到490次就可以不再饶恕了。
Of course, if we count that 77 times, it does not mean if we reach the 490 times, then we no longer forgive others.
如果我们每次饶恕人一次以后，我们就记好一次。
Now, if we take it seriously, we remember every time when we forgive people, we count them.
然后第二次。
And then we count the second.
当你数到490次的时候。
If you can count this to 490 times.
如果你没有出差错。
And you are not wrong.
我实实在在的告诉你。
Then I truly I tell you.
你一次都没饶恕别人。
You didn't forgive them a single time.
因为你太在乎我饶恕人的次数。
And because you take it too seriously on how many times.
因为耶稣这说这句话不是次数的意思。
Because Jesus does not.
而是指向我们人心里面的心态。
Yes, about our heart, our attitude.
如果我们没有在饶恕人七十个七次的上下文里面前提下去饶恕人。
If we did not forgive other people, if those two conditions are not met, every time when we forgive people,
或者有人得罪你了，
when somebody sinned against me,
你饶恕别人一次，
and then you will forgive them one,
你觉得心里挺有平安。
And then you will not have peace in your heart.
还是那个人第二次得罪你了。
And now the second time that person sinned against you.
你饶恕他了，你心里有点不太平安了。
And then you forgive him again, then your peace actually is even less.
那么到你饶恕别人七十个七次的时候。
Then will you forgive other people?
我可以这么说。
Seven times.
你心里一点平安都没有。
Then at that time there is no peace in you at all.
不但没平安，你甚至会疯掉。
Not only there is no peace,
你会觉得这个世道太不公平了。
Then you will think in this world is so unfair.
为什么只我饶恕他
？Why I only me forgiving others?
而他一次次来侵犯我。
And he continue to sin against me.
所以那是不可能的事。
So this is an impossible task.
所以说，饶恕人七十个七次，必须在上下文中遵循这个原则。
We have to say, when you forgive other people 77 times, you have to follow the Bible, the whole Bible, the preceding verses and the verses after.
也就是说，满足上文和下文的条件的时候，你饶恕人七十个七次，你每饶恕一次，你心中就会充满喜乐。
If you forgive other people.With both those conditions are met, then you will have joy in your heart.
那么七十个七次对基督徒来说根本不成问题。
Then this something sometimes is not a problem for the Christian.
甚至你饶恕的次数越多。
So we can even say the more you forgive others,
在我们心中的平安和喜乐就越多。
And there will be more joy and peace in our heart.
这就是真理。
This is the truth.
真理一定给我们带来的是益处。
Truth will bring us benefit.
真理同时也给被饶恕的人带来益处。
Truth at the same time will bring benefit to the people who was forgiven.
这是正确的解读圣经的必然结果。
This is the right for result if we can interpret the Bible correctly.
十八章的十五到二十节就是讲我们饶恕人的必须的步骤。
And in chapter 18, verse 15 to 20, is telling us the steps we can use to forgive others for sin against us.
有人得罪你了。
If somebody sin against you,
不是那种轻易的说一句我饶恕了就完了。
It's not as easy as say, "Oh, I forgive you." But then it's finished. It's not that easy.
有人得罪你，必须进入到这个饶恕人的步骤里面。
If somebody sins against you, you have to follow this step.
这是饶恕人的必要程序。
This is a necessary step.
我们知道基督徒都会有软弱。
And we know all Christians have a moment of weakness.
不要说基督徒从来不会犯罪，我们千万不要这么说。
Don't say that, you know, the Christians never sin.
基督徒软弱就会堕落在罪中。
Sometimes we're weak, then we'll fall into sin.
不过堕落在罪中的基督徒 不会失去救恩。
But we have to remember, we will not lose the salvation if, for the moment of weakness, we fall into sin.
所以说，如果一个堕落在罪中的弟兄姊妹，我们每一个边上的每一个弟兄姊妹都有将他从罪中拯救出来的责任。
For every brother and sister who has fallen into sin, then all the Christians around him has a duty to help him.
如果一个基督徒堕落在罪中，
If a Christian falls into sin,
因着我们错误的行为使他更加堕落跌倒。
If we didn't do the right thing, and so they fall even worse and they stumble.
使他变成了一个失去天国福分的人。
So they become a person that has no salvation.
那就是老鼠99次啊，77次的第二层上文，就是有关绊倒人的经文。
And then this is the second layer of meaning, that is when we talk about don't cause other people to stumble.
他有软弱，他有罪，我们却使他完全的跌倒。
If somebody has a weakness and they fall into sin, but through our action they fall even worse, then they completely fall.
虽然他跌倒有他罪的原因。
When they fall, they have their reasons, their sins.
但是你在他跌倒的时候，你又扔块石头上去，你
If you fall and you put a rock on him,
也不轻。
And we sin as well.
就像上次讲到死的
Just like last time we preached.
绊倒人的死是免不了的，但绊倒人的人有祸了。
The Bible verse is chapter 18, verse 7. For it's necessary the temptation comes.
So it
falls to the one by whom the temptation comes.
所以说，弟兄姊妹中有跌倒的，有犯罪的，有得罪你的，你就要有伸出。要挽救他，把他从最终拯救出来。
And when a brother and a sister fall into sin, and you have the duty to extend your hand to help him come out from the fall from the sin.
而不是仅仅的一句我饶恕你就完了。
And it's not just a one sentence. Oh, I forgive you, and you're done.
或许就因为你轻易的说我饶恕你这句话，使他更跌倒。
Maybe.Because you say this, I forgive you so carelessly, then they may sin even more.
如果你这句话，他认为啊，没关系，我犯罪没关系，你看别人能饶恕我，所以说他更犯罪。
And he might have the false idea that oh, somebody forgive me so easily, then I can continue sin.
所以说使他跌得更深。
So he can fall even deeper.
如果我们使他跌倒，那么我们就有祸了。
If we cause them to stumble, then it won't for us.
所以说，在弟兄姊妹有犯错、犯罪的时候，得罪我们的时候，我们不要做一个绊倒人的人。
So we have to know we don't cause other people to stumble. If some people sin against us, we have to be careful.
不容易吧？
Not so easy, huh?
基督徒有人得罪你，你说饶恕他都已经不容易了。现在牧师说，不是光光说饶恕就行了，你还做了更多的责任，你不能使他跌倒。
As a Christian, you know, we know sometimes it's hard for us to say, I forgive you. Now you have even another duty. You need to help them so they don't stumble, they don't fall even deeper.
不容易，但也容易。
Not easy, yes, it is easy.
只要我们按照圣经做就容易。
If we do our action is following the Bible, then it's not difficult.
今天经文就告诉我们不使人跌倒的具体方法。
And today the verse tell us exactly how not to let other people to stumble.
所以今天的经文就相当的重要。
So it's very important we understand today's verse.
经文说。
And the Bible says,
倘若你的弟兄得罪你，你就去称只有他和你在一处的时候只做他的错了。他若听你，你便得了你的弟兄。
If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault. And between you and him alone, if he listens to you, you have gained your brother.
有个弟兄得罪你，他有错。
And when we say there is a brother sin against you and he's wrong.
因为他的错，他就得罪了你。
Because his fault, then he sinned against you.
弟兄对你犯的错，有各种各样的形式。
A brother fault has many forms, many ways.
比如说说你坏话。
Or sometimes the gospel about you.
大坏你的名声。
And then your reputation was ruined.
还有就是挑拨你家里的亲子关系。
Or sometimes they may say something, then your family harmony was hurt.
有人说不会啊，谁会挑拨我和孩子的关系啊？
Somebody will say, oh, who will hurt my family harmony? Who will cause troubles between me and my children?
我们不要这样认为。
Don't think this way.
有时候他无意就是在败坏家里。
Sometimes very easy.
我曾经在个教会里。
I was in church.
有个母亲，有两个女儿。
One mother has two daughters.
就有关吃什么零食的事。
And then, because the kids like to eat snacks.
她母亲说不能吃。
And their mom said, "No, don't eat snacks."
有个阿姨上去了。
Then one sister will come by and say,
没关系，吃吧，吃吧。
Oh, that doesn't matter. And so kids can eat snacks.
你知道吗？挑拨他女儿和他母亲的关系。
This way, then the mother and the daughter's relationship.
他女儿，他女儿会认为母亲还如这个阿姨爱的。
And the daughter may think, oh, that sister loves them more than their mom.
那姊妹挺有智慧的。
But that sister has poor wisdom.
马上对大姐妹说，你不许说这种话，你是败坏我的孩子。
She telling the other sister that don't say this word.
无意中就挑衅了家里的和睦关系。
And so maybe that sister don't have the intention, but you know, carelessly she did something that's damaging to the mother and the daughter relationship.
还有一种就是占有你的财产。
Or another one is they take your property.
啊，你挺有钱，我占一点没关系。
And because you're so rich, so I can, you know, get some of your property.
或者我你借点钱。
And they borrow money from you.
因为你有很有钱嘛，所以说还不办无所谓。
And because you're so rich, then I don't have to repay you back.
在他有能力还钱的时候，他因为你比他有钱，他仍然不还。
So because you're rich, even they have the ability to pay you back, but they still don't pay you back.
在国内这种情况比较常见。
This kind of situation usually happens in China.
谁家里富就吃富的。
And there's a word is they eating the rich. So if you're rich, people will come to share your wealth.
我有个同学在电影局工作，奖金什么都挺高，而且是个当官的。
And I have a classmate who works in the electrical company and also a small business.
他的内地从大年三十一直住到十五。
And one of his brother-in-law will come live in his house.
他省了所有的年货，因为你有钱。
And he's really rich because you're rich.
所以说，这种错、这种罪都牵涉到你个人的利益。
And that wrong will hurt you, and will it really hurt your interest?
并且，他们这样的行为是违背圣经所规定的行为规范。规范
and their action, of course, is not following the Bible.
这种错误的行为需要我们饶恕。
These wrong actions need to be forgiven by us.
你不能说我不饶恕他，那你恨了你就是自己不应该。圣经就是说你要饶恕。
You cannot say I'm not forgiving you. I hate you. That's not Bible teaching.
但是你如果说老鼠，我老鼠他一起，今年三十到十五，明年可能三十，小年夜就来了，到二十了，对不对？
But if you just say, I forgive you, then he may come next year and stay even longer.
所以说在饶恕之前我们有需要做的功课。
There are lessons we need to learn before we forgive others.
我举的例子是世上的，是我同学是世上，特别是在教会里，在弟兄姊妹之间发生这样的事情。
Well, the example I gave you is a modern example, but if something happened in church, then we need to do the following.
我们更需要认认真真的做功课。
We need to take this lesson seriously.
15-18节就是我们在饶恕人之前要做的功课。
The verse 15 and 18 is the lesson or the work we need to do.
圣经说你要称只有你你们两个人的时候向他指出。
And the Bible says, when you two are alone, then you should point this out to them.
指出他这个错误的行为或者他罪的行为得罪了我。
Point his fault, his wrong, and what he's sinning against you.
圣经说他若听你。
The Bible says, if he listened to you,
这句话意思就是说，你说的话，你指出他的错，他接受了。
It's meaning he actually agrees with you. He understands what you said is correct, and he wants to repent.
并且他是愿意悔改。
He wants to repent.
因为圣经说，你便得了你的弟兄。
The Bible says you gain your brother.
所以说听你的，然而他悔改了，要不悔改，圣经就不会说你变成了你的弟兄。
And that's why the Bible says, if he listens to you and he repents, then you gain the brother. Otherwise, the Bible does not say you gain your brother. He has to repent.
这是我们必须做的第一个功课，就是你趁他两个人的时候，你和他交通，告诉他。犯错犯罪得罪了我。
And that's why, this is the first lesson. When you two are alone, then you talk with him and point out his fault and his wrong.
你千万不要没有和他交通，没有跟他指出来，你就到处去说。
You haven't talked to him alone yet. Then you go outside and talk to everybody else.
结果除了那个得罪你的弟兄不知道，其余的人全知道。
Maybe the result is, he has known, but everybody else knows.
所以说，如果你这样做，我们就没有遵行圣经的教训。
If you do this, you are not following the Bible teaching.
你没有遵行圣经的教训，你就把自己放在罪里了。
If you don't follow the Bible teaching, then you sin.
只有必须当面指出当事人的错。
Only when we point their wrong in alone and in front of him.
在指出那个人错之前，没有不应该有第三者知道。
Before we point his wrong, we should not let any other third person know.
如果有第三者知道，那么我们就没有按照圣经的步骤进行，我们就自己落在最终了。
If anyone else knows this, then we didn't follow the Bible. We didn't follow the Bible's step.
所以说，不要别人犯罪得罪你，你把自己放在罪中。
Don't let other people sin against you, then you also sin.
这是上帝不允许的事情。
This does not make God happy.
第十六节说
，Verse 16 says,
他若不听，你就另外带一两个人同去。要凭两三个人口做见证，句句都可定准。
But if he does not listen, take one or two others along with you, that every charge may be established by the evidence of the two or three witnesses.
这些经文说，他若不听，不听可能会有各样的理由。不过最根本的理由就是他不承认自己错。
On this verse says, if he does not listen, there's a lot of reasons he does not listen, but the.Fundamental one, the reason they did not listen is probably they don't believe they are wrong.
所以两个人对话，我们想一下场景。
And then let's think about this situation. People are talking.
你说他错了。
And you tell him he's wrong.
他不承认自己错。
And he don't believe he's wrong.
谈到最后肯定要吵起来，对不对？
Then it will become an argument.
所以说，圣经说你不需要，他不承认错，他如果不听，你不需要再谈下去了。
So the Bible tells us, if that other person did not listen, then you don't have to continue the conversation.
他不承认，你就接受谈话，很简单。不简单。
If we don't believe it's wrong, then you should just stop.
圣经说，然后邀请一两个人同去。
Now you should invite one or two others come along with you.
这一两个同去的人就可以就得罪你的这件事。
And these two persons, on this case,
以第三者人的身份。做合乎圣经的劝说
because they can be in as a third party and to tell others according to the Bible.
因为这一两个人不是当事人嘛
because they are not involved.
所以说他不会凭血气说话
then they will not talk you know with their own heart.
当然你不能够叫两个就是说信主才一天两天的你说你帮我去说说你要明白真理的人去说更好。
Don't invite somebody who just become Christian. You should invite somebody who's mature in Christ.
如果一两个人去仍旧那个人仍旧不悔改。
If they, one or two people come and this person still does not repent.
圣经说两三个人的见证就可以定准了。
Because the Bible said, you know, the charge can be established by the evidence of two or three witnesses.
我们不要把理解定准的意思就是说已经定那人罪了，不是。
Don't have this idea that if the charge may be established, that means we can pass the judgment.
定准的意思就是说你们就这两三个人可以告到教会去。告到教会就是两三个人的见证就没有偏见不是一个人说的
and the establishment of charge means then these two or three people can come to church and tell the church of what will happen
教会听到的不是一个个人的意见而是一个事实就没不带偏见的事实
so the church what church learned is not biasWhat church lesson is established by?
当然，教会接到这样的告状，也会做调查。
So if church accepted these charges, then the church must perform necessary investigation.
教会长老团会派人去了解事情的经过。
And the sessions will send somebody and to investigate to understand what's happened.
最后教会长老团会根据调查做出判定
and then after investigation then the session will decide
错的人必须悔改
who sinned must repent
如果不悔改
if they continue not repent
第十七节说就看他像外邦人和罪人一样
then verse 17 says if he refused to listen then he went to the church let him be you as a Gentile orand the tax collector.
我们基督徒知道，看他像外邦人和罪人一样，那是开除教籍。
And as a Christian, if we understand, if we look then as the Gentile or tax collector, that means excommunication.
当然，成为基督徒的人，被一个传讲并且遵循上帝话语的教会开除教籍，那么他就与天国无分了。
As a Christian.If he was excommunicated from church, that is following God's word, God's truth. That means then he really lost his salvation.
我这里特别强调的，这个教会是传讲并遵循上帝话语的教会。
I put emphasize here, this church has to preach God's word, follow God's word.
如果你去到一个不是这样的教会，
If a church does not like this,
你就把自己放到危险的境况当中。
Then you're in a dangerous situation.
因为这样的教会会随便做决定，开除你教籍。
And this church can perform this task carelessly, then excommunicate you.
到那时候你就有口没法辩了。
Then at that time it's very difficult for you.
因为 你要说这个开除是不合理的，那你要否定教会了，不是否定一两个人了。
And if you say this excommunication is not in truth, is not right, then your argument with the church is not just one or two persons. So that's why it's very dangerous for you.
所以说，加勒一个真正传讲上帝的话，又遵行上帝话语的教会是很重要的事情。
So that's why.It's very important for us to join a church that's preaching God's word and following God's word.
开除教籍，他与天国无分，这是十八节主耶稣告诉我们。
If somebody was excommunicated, then they lost their salvation.
十八节告诉我，主耶稣说：“我实在告诉你们，凡你们在地上捆绑，所捆绑的，在天上也捆绑；凡你们在地上释放的，在天上也释放。”
Because Jesus told us in verse 18, "Truly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven; whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven."
这些经文与我们讲过的马太福音十六章十九节。非常的相似。
And this is very similar to what we have preached before, and that book of Matthew, chapter 18, verse 19.
十六章十九节，在彼得认信耶稣是基督是永生上帝儿子之后，主耶稣也说了相同的话。
And that's in verse 19. After Peter confession that Jesus is the Christ, he is the Son of everlasting God, then.Lord Jesus told him that.
主耶稣说：“我要把天国的钥匙给你，凡你在地上捆绑的，在天上也捆绑；凡你在地上释放的，在天上也要释放。”
And Jesus said, "I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven; whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven."
这也从今天的经文证明。十六章十九节这里的你是指教会，不是指彼得一个人。
And here also is another side evidence, meaning, you know, when Jesus say you here, it does not necessarily mean Peter. Actually, it means church.
十九节，耶稣说，在地上捆绑的，在天上也捆绑。教会怎么能有天上的权柄呢？
In this verse 19, Jesus said, "The church has authority in heaven." Why?
主耶稣在十九节说，有两个人在地上同心合意的求什么，我在天上的父必为他成全。
Because in verse 19, Jesus told us, right? Verse 19, "Again, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about everything they ask,It will be done for them by my Father.
我们祈求天父必成全，根本的原因在二十节。
We ask, God done, accomplish this. The truth is in verse 20.
因为二十节说，当我们奉耶稣基督的名聚会的时候，耶稣基督就在我们中间。
Because in verse 20, suddenly.For where two or three are gathered in my name, then am I among them.
所以我们要很好的理解奉耶稣基督名聚会的确实意义是什么。
We have to understand what's the true meaning of people are gathered in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣名基督的名聚会。这意义就是说，在这个聚会中所做的事情都应该合乎耶稣基督福音的真理。
If we gather together in Jesus' name, that means whatever we decide together, follow Bible's teaching, follow God's heart.
如果我们奉耶稣基督的名聚会，做的事却不合乎耶稣基督福音的真理，那我们就在枉称上帝的名。
If we say we gather in His name, yet we did something that's not following the truth, not following Bible teaching, then we really sin against His name.
当然，奉耶稣基督的名，我们都要做每一件事，每一个决定都要合乎耶稣基督福音的真理，包括开除不悔改人教籍的惩治，也要合乎圣经的原则。
Of course, when we gather in Jesus' name, that means when we make a decision, particularly regarding to excommunicate somebody from the church, then we must do it in the truth of the gospel.
如果我们所做的是合乎圣经的原则，合乎圣经的真理，也合乎圣经所启示的步骤。
If we do something that's following the Bible, following every step that is taught us from the Bible,
那么我们就知道，我们开除教籍是为了挽回这个人。
Then we understand if we really, when we make the decision to execute somebody.Communicate somebody, meaning we're trying to save him.
因为我们完全按真理行。
Because we did this following the truth, the Bible.
按真理行就可以挽回一个人回到耶稣基督的福音里。
If we follow the truth, then we do have the strength to save people, from sin.
可以使教会重新得到这个弟兄。
And then the church can gain this brother again.
这是我们所强调的，就是当人得罪我们的时候，我们必须有的步骤。
Here I emphasize on the steps. If somebody sins against us, we must follow this step.
在进行完这个步骤的以后，我们就需要饶恕人。
But after we complete this step, then we need to forgive others.
现在我和大家分享第二点，饶恕。
And now I share with you about forgiveness.
第二十一节、二十二节，那是彼得近前来对耶稣说：“主啊，我弟兄得罪我，我当饶恕他几次呢？到七次可以吗？”耶稣说：“我对你说了，不是七次，乃是七十个七次。”
Verse 21, 22. Has he said this? Then Peter came up and said to him, Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as seven times? Jesus told him, I do not say to you seven times, but 77 times.
有关七十个七次的正当意义，我在前面已经说过。
I already told you the true meaning of 77 times.
耶稣在这里说二十一节、二十二节这两节经文，是在撒母耳十五节和二十节之后说的。
And when Bible, when Jesus said, you know, what he said in verse 21, 22, he said this after verse 15.
而十五到二十节这六节经文强调的是犯错的、在罪中的弟兄要悔改。
And what's important in verse 15 to 20 is saying that brother who sinned has to repent.
当一个弟兄犯错、犯罪得罪我们的时候，当他真心悔改的时候，饶恕是必须的。
If somebody sinned against us, but he truly repented, then a forgiveness is a must.
但是饶恕的前提是不可以省略的。
Of course.The condition cannot be overlooked.
就是我一再强调，被饶恕的人必须对自己的错或者罪有真心的悔改。
And who's being forgiven must, you know their what they're wrong and must repent.
一旦犯错、犯罪的人有真心悔改的心的时候，我们就真的要必须饶恕他。
If someone who sinned against us, but truly repent and follow the way of repentance actions, then the brothers was sinned against must forgive him.
我们没有任何理由不饶恕他。
There's no reason we shall not forgive him.
我们千万不要说，哎，他得罪我次数太多了。
We cannot say, oh, he sinned against me so many, so many times.
主耶稣说七十个七次。
Jesus said, 77 times.
所以说我们没有理由不饶恕。
So there's no reason we should not forgive.
但是对一个不愿意悔改的人，就不存在饶恕这件事。
But for a person who does not repent, then there's nothing there to forgive.
约翰一书一章九节说。
First John chapter 1 verse 9.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
我们在这里看到信实而公义的上帝，他赦免人的罪，也是在人认罪之后。
Now we can see from here the faithful and the righteous God. He forgave others, yes, He forgave our sins, yes, after with our repentance.
圣经从来没有这样的教训，人不认罪，上帝却赦免他的罪。
Bible never teaches us, when people did not repent, yet God forgave their sins.
所以我们要行在上帝所启示的真理当中。
We have to follow God's truth that is in the Bible.
不要伪装成比上帝还有慈爱。
Don't be a fake and thinking we have more mercy and love than God.
上帝要人认罪以后再赦免。
God forgave others only after repentance.
我比上帝有更大的恩典和慈爱，那个人不认罪，我也赦免他了。
And yet I have more mercy and love than God, even that guy did not repent, and yet I forgive him.
那绝不是真正的慈爱。
But that's not true mercy.
那只会使一个犯罪的弟兄失去在福音中的平安和益处。
That only let that person lose their peace and benefit in God.
因此在错误和有罪的行为发生的时候、
whenever there's a sin,
首先要让在罪中的弟兄姐妹悔改。
We need to let the brother or sister who are sinned to repent.
这是被得罪的人饶恕的第一步。
This is somebody who wants to stand and forgive me the first step.
然后等悔改以后，然后才能够谈饶恕的问题。
Only after true repentance, then we can talk about forgiveness.
所以弟兄姐妹，如果一个弟兄被别人得罪了，他已经与得罪他的人谈过之后
，If someone was sinned against, and then after he had a one-on-one conversation with that person.
一旦那位得罪他的弟兄不听他的，不认罪。
But that person who had sinned did not listen to him again, and
那被得罪的弟兄与你分享被得罪的事情。
And then he shared with you, who was sinned against him.
如果确实是那个人、那个弟兄犯罪得罪了他。
And you truly believe that person was sinned against.
我们千万不要，也不应该与被得罪的弟兄和姐妹谈饶恕的问题。
And we should not just tell that brother or sister, oh, you should forgive the other one.
别人来找你了，某某某得罪我了。
Somebody come to you say, oh, another person who sinned against me.
他犯罪得罪我，心里很难过。
And I really hurt.I was really hurt because he sinned against me.
经常的表现在教会就是你应该饶恕别人啊。
And then a lot of times, a brother or sister will tell him, "Oh, you should forgive others."
希望听过这篇道的人，弟兄姊妹，不要说你饶恕那个人。
After this sermon, please do not say this to the other.
你就应该成为圣经中耶稣所说的那一两个人中去找他人中的一个。
What you should is you should become those one or two persons, those persons.
一起去找得罪他的人谈罪的事情。
And when you should be with that person, go to talk to the person who has the sin.
当得罪他的人愿意悔改了。
Now if the other one, want to repent.
这时候你就要求被得罪的人，你说你应该饶恕他。
Now you can tell the person who was sinning against to say, "Oh, you should forgive him."
我们这样做才真正的得到了一个弟兄。
Only through they we truly gain a brother.
使弟兄在主里可以真正的和睦相处。
So we are, we have unity in Christ together too.
如果得罪人的人不愿意悔改。
Yes.That person who sinned the person still not repent.
我们就有责任告诉教会。
Then it's our duty to tell the church.
由教会进行判断。
Then the church will decide.
有这样的步骤以后，才能够真正的实行饶恕人七十个七次的真理。
Only through these steps, then the principle of you shall forgive 77 times.Yes, done.
这时候你饶恕人，你心里会有平安。
Now, if you forgive somebody else,
你有喜乐。
You have a peace and joy in your heart.
被你饶恕的人，他心中也有平安。
And the person who was forgiven also had peace.
因为他从罪中悔改了，他会有平安，有喜乐。
Because he repented from sin, then he should have a peace and joy.
在我今天分享饶恕真理的时候
So when I talk about the truth of forgiveness
我想我们提出一我想要注意一个问题
Don't very easy
不要将饶恕与包容混在一起
Don't confuse forgiveness and tolerance
需要饶恕的事情一定是与罪与错有关的行为
For somethingThat need to be forgiven, none of these must be sin and something wrong.
因为这个，并且这个行为已经干涉到别人的权利。
Because this tramples somebody else's right.
如果没有罪和错误的问题在其中。
So if something that has no sin or not wrong,
就是。平时的有时候生活的习惯
For example, some habit of your life
挤牙膏你从前面挤我从后面挤
Or for example, like how do you push the toothpaste out somebody push from the front some from the back
吃饭你先喝汤我后喝汤
And for if you eat and you have soup first or you have soup
只要没有罪和错误在里面的问题
This is something that has no sin or no wrong in it.
需要的是包容。
Now we need tolerance.
爱中的包容。
We tolerate someone in love.
如果这样的事不能包容
，If you still cannot tolerate this,
你把它把它升级了，提高到饶恕的问题上啊！你是挤牙膏不这么挤，我跟你提多少遍了，我现在饶恕你。
Or if you raise the level.Forgiveness, and then you say, or you push the toothpaste the wrong way. I have to tell you so many times, and then I forgive you.
如果本应该包容的是你提升到饶恕的问题来处理。
For something that just needs to be tolerated, now you say I forgive.
那么我在这里说，应该被饶恕的是我们。
Now you are the one.
因为我们想去干涉别人的权利，
他
别人没有罪，但你要干涉别人人生，你是不能这么做，你也不能那么做。
Then they don't have sin, then you are trying to tell them you cannot do this, you cannot do that.
所以我们要清楚的知道，饶恕这个词是不能随便说的词。
Now we have to understand forgiveness is not a word you say lightly.
在别人没有需要认错认罪的事情上我们不要说饶恕别人
So in a situation when somebody cannot be repent they didn't do anything wrong then you should not say I forgive you
当你那样说的时候你已经在定别人罪了
If you say that way then you are passing the judgment on it
在别人需要认错认罪的事情上他不愿意认错认罪
If for another situation, someone who need to be repent and who need to know their sin, but they don't want to repent.
我们也不必要做老鼠。
And then in that situation, we should not say the person or what.
因为他不具备老鼠的前提。
Because the condition for forgiveness is not met.
但有的弟兄们只会说了，不老鼠怎么办？
Then some people will say,
我心里不说话。
Then what do we do? Then I don't feel comfortable.
我说你不要不必不要谈老鼠，但是你不要记恨他。
And I tell you.You don't have to forgive, yet you should not be hateful.
因为对不愿意认罪的人，记恨都没有意义的。
Because it's not, there's no meaning if you hate someone who does not repent.
最明智的选择就是远离他。
The wise choice is to just stay far away from.
这不是我想出来的。
This is not what I said.
圣经就这么说的。
It's Bible prophecy.
彼得后书啊，帖撒罗尼迦后书三章六节说。
In the second Thessalonians in chapter 3:6.
保罗说：“弟兄们，我们奉主耶稣的名吩咐你们，凡有弟兄不按规矩而行，不遵守从我们所受的教训，就当远离他。”
Now we command you, brothers, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you keep away from any brother who is walking in idleness and not in accord with the tradition that you received from us.
那些在最终却不愿意悔改的人，哥林多前书五章十一节讲得更清楚。
For those people who are sin, who are in sin, yet they don't want to repent, in the first Corinthians, say the very clear.
哥林多前书五章十一节说：“但如今我写信给你们说，若有称为弟兄是行淫乱的，或贪婪的，或拜偶像的，或辱骂的，或醉酒的，或勒索的，这样的人不可与他相交，就是与他吃饭都不可以，都是不可以。”
In chapter 5, verse 11, but now I'm writing to you not to associate with anyone who bears the name of a brother, if he is guilty of sexual immorality, or greed, or even idolater, reviler, drunkard, or swindler, not even to eat with someone.
在最终能够悔改是基督徒最起码的性格。
It's a basic character for Christians that we repent from our sins.
就是归正。
And now we become reformed.
如果一个人在最终不愿意悔改、不愿意归正的，
if somebody is sin and who does not want to repent, does not want to be reformed,
他不应该被称为基督徒。
He should not be called a Christian.
好，我总结一下今天讲到的内容。
Now in conclusion,
当人犯罪、当人犯罪得罪我们的时候，
when a person who sinned against us,
只要他认错悔改，我们就应该饶恕他。
They repent, then we should be forgive.
在耶稣基督里与他重新和好。
In Jesus Christ, we become unified again.
得到这位弟兄或者姐妹。
Again, this brother or sister.
不过我们要注意，我们不可以以自我为中心。
But we should take notice, don't be self-centered.
任何不随自己意的事情，都认为是得罪了我。
So anything that is not having a clear pleasing to us, then we say, oh, you sinned against me.
对没有是非对错的事情。
For something that is not, there's no right or wrong.
我们要有爱心包容。
We should have a tender heart and we should tolerate.
对犯错、犯罪不悔改的人。
For someone who...who want not yet, they do not repent.
教会应该有劝惩。
The church will pass a discipline.
仍旧不悔改而被除教的人。
If they continue sin and they continue and they never repent, then they should be excommunicated.
不可与他相交。
Then we should not have no fellowship.
那是为了使他有悔改的机会。
Because you in that situation, who gave them an opportunity to repent.
所以这个悔改的程序都是为了让我们得到这位弟兄。
So everything about repentance is to try to gain this brother back.
让他不要离开福音的一处。
So he has not left the benefit of the gospel.
好，我们接着祷告。
Now let's pray.
天父上帝，我们谢谢你，谢谢你一切都在你的恩典之中。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. Everything is in your hand.
你赐下你宝贵的话语，让我们知道在地上我们该如何行。
You gave us your precious word, so we know how to act when we are on this earth.
行在你的真理之中。
And we should follow your truth.
唯有行在你的真理之中，我们才能够真正的得到福音的益处。
Only in your truth.We can truly gain the benefit of your gospel.
也才能够真正的荣耀你的名。
And we can truly glorify your name.
感谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
这样的话，奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.